listening to Mostly Random with Jay and Rob, eh?
Well, thanks, you hoser.
Hey, you're the hoser, eh?
Mostly Random. Mostly Random.
Mostly Random.
Hello and welcome to newly formatted Mostly Random. I'm Jay.
And I'm Rob.
He's the single one.
And he's the nerdy one.
So for first time listeners, this is a show between two friends who share a common love of films,
games, TV, and being random.
So on the show we have a few regular features, such as our featured videos,
games, TV, and film chat,
film redubs, random conversations,
rants and jokes.
And of course, any feedback from Facebook,
Twitter, or email.
But as the name suggests, the show is mostly random.
So on with the show, good buddy.
So, where do you want to start to, good buddy? Do you want to do a regular feature or a random one?
Let's go for a random one. Random as one. It is, random.
Mostly random.
Well, today I think it's going to be mainly random from me.
Yeah, you haven't done your homework this week.
I haven't done my homework. I've been busy.
So fine, I still managed to do it.
I know.
Well, as regular listeners know, you had an obsession with hearing Mostly Random from an ice cream truck.
From an ice cream truck!
So, as you're stuck in this ice cream truck playing out Mostly Random, well, I was out shopping a couple of weeks back, and I found somewhere else I really want to hear the show.
Okay, go for it.
An elevator.
Loving an elevator!
I knew you'd do that. So we replaced that rubbish Muzak crap with the show, and I think it'd be so much cooler to listen to. Obviously, you couldn't have kids in there, but who cares?
Don't want screaming kids in an elevator anymore.
No, that's it. You know, I think the elderly and the disabled and everyone else will really love hearing Mostly Random in an elevator.
Loving an elevator.
That's something else I've noticed. Every show we've done, you've sung at least twice.
You've got to do it, haven't you?
You have.
Music is the
spice of life.
Yeah.
Oh, I loves it. Right, so that's it. Mostly Random in an elevator. Let's see if we can get that done, people. And if you know, choose the music.
Go or we could go English and just say lift.
All right, lift. But then you couldn't have done your Love and Elevator song.
Love and a lift.
No, see, it don't work as well, does it?
Love lift me up where we belong. No,
nope, don't work. Oh dear.
Okay, let's go then.
Right, I'm going to throw it over to you. Anything random you want to talk about?
Well. Random.
Yeah.
Everything's random. I've actually had a good week this week, so that's
more.
That's random. Or more unusual than random, I suppose.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
But see, it's contagious. Singing is contagious.
It is.
Let's get a sing song.
Maybe that's what we should do next, you know, we get there. We make an album, record some original songs. We could do Council Flat Cat. And then put it on iTunes and our loyal followers can download it.
Yeah, it could be the album. Sing along with Jay and Rob.
Sounds good. Track one, Council Flat Cat.
Council Flat Cat.
You're just a Council Flat Cat. And track two could be Mostly Random in an Elevator. All right, we'll get on with that then.
We're getting sidetracked now. This
yeah, well, that's the idea, isn't it?
I like the ideas.
Right, so...
So...
Anything more to add? Or should we go on to a regular feature?
Let's go on to a regular feature.
Regular feature.
Let's not crowd it too much with randomness.
Let's do a bit of TV chat.
Okay.
Anything you've been watching you can recommend?
Well, I could...
Yeah.
Quite a few. Few things I've been watching, but
loving the dead air.
No, I've been watching. What did I start watching? Grimm.
All right, what's that about?
I don't really work it out, to be fair.
Good recommendation. I'm watching the show, but I can't work it out. What's it about?
Well, it's like werewolves and things like that, but it's not.
Oh, this is the one that's based on Grimm's fairy tales.
Yeah, that's
it's
it.
It's all the brothers Grimm's fairy tales acted out.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Because it's the two brothers that are direct descendants of them. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. And then you've got don't know. I've only watched a couple of episodes, but it's backup TV because a lot of my shows have been finishing.
Yeah,
trying to find something else to fill the time, but actually, I haven't watched a lot this week. To be fair,
no. Well, that's because you've been having a good week and that time.
No, I joined the gym this week.
Whoop whoop whoop. I'm still cuddly. That ain't gonna change for a while. Well, it's actually very similar to one of the shows I've been watching, Once Upon a Time.
Ooh, Once Upon a Time?
Yeah, it's all the different fairy tale characters like Cinderella, Snow White, the Huntsman, Evil Queen. The Evil Queen casts a curse and they live in the real world, and this woman's trying to break the curse. Yeah, it's a really good show.
I don't think I've heard anything about that.
Huh?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Oh, it's a brilliant show. It's been on Channel 5. It's been on in America. It's finished now. But yeah, it should be on like the demand channels and probably find it online. So really recommend that one. What else are we watching? New series Family Guy?
Yeah, haven't missed that.
No. I'm really enjoying that show.
You
like one of the episodes, but not the other.
Yeah, I...
Because we're only two episodes in so far.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. What are we on now? Season 12, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I don't think it's got into its stride yet. We haven't had any iconic episodes, I wouldn't have thought.
We've had no... Oh no, Jeffrey!
We've had no Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Or Bird is the Word.
No. I said, ooh, mow, 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 what a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the Word.
So we've had none of them yet, but no, it seems good.
Yeah.
Well, I have heard through the grapevine that they are trying...
through the grapevine!
They are trying to work on a film idea. But whether that will come off, I don't know.
That'd be nice. Because obviously they've done Stewie Griffin, The Untold Story, but that's just like three episodes. They've done the Star Wars, but they're parodies.
And they've done There Was Fewer, which was just a double episode.
Which one?
There Were Fewer.
Oh, yeah.
But that was just more.
That was just like Tearjerker on American Dad, you know, just an extra long episode.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe that, you know, might be a future film review.
Yeah.
With any luck.
Well, we've got Ted to look forward to, the Seth MacFarlane film about the teddy bear.
Yeah, that looks good.
That looks amazing.
And also, apparently, they're looking at touring in England, doing a live tour. So, that'd be one to watch out for. With some guests.
Seth MacFarlane, Alex Borstein, and all the rest of them.
Yeah. That would be.
Spot on. Well, also in TV chat, I've been watching a lot of Chuck series 1 to 4.
I got into that, but I got into that mid sort of seasons. But I just love the show.
And I got to the end of series 4. I'm not going to spoil it, but it was incredible. And the next season is out at the same time as the TV show you recommended, American Horror Story. So the DVD is out for series 5.
You want my DVD?
October 17th.
You want my DVD?
You want my DVD?
Yeah, so. No. No, that's good, Jeff. I think the last one I saw was quite good, but then when they started a new season after that, it didn't sort of follow on. I don't know what one.
If you watch it all, it does follow quite nicely.
Because when I went, the last one I seen, he was like, well, not the last one I seen, but the last sort of season I seen, he transformed.
He got the Intersect.
Yeah.
And that was end of series one, where he gets the new one and becomes all martial arts and stuff. Yeah.
And then the second season from that.
Which is second season.
He's not anymore, is he?
Oh, he is, but he's having troubles with it because he can't deal with emotions. And if you stick with it, it's really good. I might have to lend you the box set.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's TV chat. Yeah, it's quite a short one, but short and sweet. That's how we like it. Well, that's how my missus likes it.
Giggity.
I'm inadequate. You know I'm only lying.
Well, as we're on the chat, should we go into game chat?
Oh,
game chat. Do a bit of gaming chat?
Yeah, let's hope that one's a bit more full of energy, because we seemed a bit drama on that one.
Yeah, but TV is not much.
No.
Not much going on with TV at the minute, though.
Everything seems to be finishing, doesn't it?
Finishing, and I don't... I'll tell you one, actually, talk going back to film chat. Not film chat. TV chat.
TV chat. There it is.
There's a show that keeps coming up, and unfortunately, it seems to be right near the end. So I haven't watched it, but it looks amazing. Is Albatross?
Albatross.
Yeah. Well, they're like prisoners.
No, Alcatraz.
It is Alcatraz, yeah. And prisoners go missing in 1960, and then they all reemerge. But
and
I haven't seen it or any
Hurley
trailers
from Lost, the big fat guy.
I think so. Yeah. But
because he was also in another show we love, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah,
and he's also loving a new series of that. By the way.
He was also in A Town Called Eureka.
I haven't seen that.
That's good. I got into that late sort of season, but that's finished. So, but anyway, yeah, going back to that Albatross. I really want to see that, but when I looked at that it was on, it was like episode 13, so I thought I'd just try and wait and hopefully they do a
They normally rerun. Repeat everything these days, don't they?
Yeah, so that's one to look out for, but I don't know.
Hey there, Randomites, this is one of your hosts, Jay, just letting you know we've got a special sponsor for this episode. It is an upcoming summon blockbuster, so I'll be playing the trailer at the end of the show, and once in the show, so look forward to it, enjoy, and stay mostly random. Coming this summer, the year's most highly anticipated movie based on the highly popular video game Pac-Man Begins. Who are you?
I am Pac-Man.
Waka waka waka.
Help me, Pac-Man, save me.
Not just yet, there's too many ghosts around. Let me fire a PowerPoint first.
You really think you can survive this maze, Pac-Man? Wait, I'm turning blue.
Waka waka waka.
What happens when we fall, Master Pac?
We use our spare guy and start over.
That's right, Master Pac. But always remember, you only have two per maze.
Oh, Pac-Man, you saved me, my hero. Waka waka waka.
It's what I do, baby. And I was really craving some cherries. Waka waka waka. This summer, don't miss the highly anticipated Pac-Man Begins, featuring Miss Pac-Man.
Waka waka waka.
The ghosts.
Ooh.
And the hero of our story, Pac-Man.
Waka waka waka.
Pac-Man Begins, in cinemas everywhere this summer, in glorious 8-bit graphics. Pac-Man Begins.
Game chat.
Game chat. So, do you want to kick us off, or do you want me to do it?
You can kick us off.
Okay. Well, I've been trying to... I was talking about in the last episode, co-op games.
Yeah.
So I tried to get my missus on to Army of Two. She didn't like it. She likes the game, she doesn't like the control system.
No, it's quite... there's a lot of controls in it, though, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it's just getting used to looking around because she's not a gamer. So I put her on Lego Batman, and just great fun. Smashing stuff up.
Could do with being longer, though. We smashed through that in about a couple of hours, didn't we?
Yeah, but when you go back through free play, you do Arkham. So I'm looking at going back and buying...
Star Wars?
Lego Star Wars. I'm going to stay away from Lego Indiana Jones because...
I don't know, I think that might be quite good.
It's not. I played it on the Wii and it is terrible.
Yeah, that's a Wii.
I know, but it's Wii's too short. You thought Batman was short. Indiana Jones is like 3 levels and that's it. And it sucked. there's obviously Star Wars Clone Wars, but I'm not too worried about that. The one I'm really looking forward to is...
New Batman?
Lego Batman 2. DC Superheroes, which is out on the 22nd of June, and this time you're going to have more than just Batman, Robin, Nightwing. You're actually going to have like Superman and the rest of them.
Is that definitely the date then? Because
that's when the pre-order says it's going to be out. So obviously we're limited on
restrictions.
I've seen
it somewhere else as well. The 16th of June.
Ooh.
So it might.
So it'll be out in time for your birthday.
Yeah.
Which we won't. Well, 17th of June is your birthday. And we won't be recording that week.
So, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, listeners, that I will be doing something special, a little bonus pod for Rob's birthday in 3 weeks, and my birthday next week.
We're getting old, man. We won't be up with this modern technology anymore.
I've never been up with it anyway.
but yeah, on the new one, you have Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern. Hoorah! Because there's... You know.
And as I know.
I'm a massive Green Lantern fan, loving the comic books. I've been reading Red Lantern, Green Lantern, Green Lantern, New Guardians. Yeah, so back to what I was talking about. Green Lantern, Lego Batman 2. 22nd June, it says it's out. Can't wait for it. So, Rob, over to your game chat.
Okay, I got a couple ones. One's an older game, which I purchased this week for just purely out of boredom as I'm waiting for Assassin's Creed, the new Black Ops. So I thought I'd go a bit sort of...
old school?
Old school-ish, I suppose, and bought Alien vs. Predator.
Because this, years ago, was a very popular PC game.
Yeah, and I went against all my sort of
better judgments
as I did see it was a Sega game. And they haven't been any good. My personal opinion, they haven't been any good since Mega Drive.
No, I can't get on with Sega games anymore. They've never seen to sort the graphics out properly.
No, but putting that aside, I thought I'd give it a go. It was cheap, sort of something to pass the time. But to be honest with you, I don't really like it.
No,
it's you can play the thing that appealed to me is you can play as alien or predator or as a marine.
Nice.
So I thought brilliant. Play as predator.
So you got three basically run-throughs and different stories each time.
So game-wise, it's quite good because it's going to take a lot of hours by the time you've gone through.
Which is what you want. You don't want a game you pick up, you complete, and then border.
Yeah. So I thought, great. So I thought I'd start with Predator.
Yeah.
Absolute nightmare because it's obviously Predator has got so many.
He's got the claws. He's got his cannon on his shoulder. He's got all the different vision modes.
Yeah. Plus you can disappear and it's just it. It's too much of a ball ache to control, so I thought I'd go for the Marine. But it's just so, like, I don't know, it's just crap.
Fair enough.
You walk down a corridor and be an alien.
So although it's been out for a while, Rob Singh, stay away from AVP.
Yeah, plus, there's another thing that annoys me with it, you've got a sensor, a little radar, and that beeps constantly through the game.
Oh. So it's not just like a visible one, it's actually one of these beeping ones.
Yeah,
so
it shows up when there's people coming, which beeps even louder. Like if there's aliens around you, it'll beep and show you.
Oh, so it's like a sonar almost.
Yeah, but through the whole game though, it will constantly just make an irritating noise.
Yeah, so like a sonar.
Yeah, but it's not a beep, beep, it's just like a all the way through the game.
And I mean, that's quite annoying because nowadays all appliances seem to beep constantly,
yeah,
don't they?
That really.
And so you don't really want it when you're playing the game as well. It's like, oh, is that my oven beeping? Is that my washing machine? Is that the
game? You know,
it's good.
The idea is good behind it, I suppose, but just beep once, isn't it?
Beep a couple of times, just say, you know, I'm done. If there's no action for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, give a quick beep to remind and then stop the game.
Not
just
seconds.
Every minute.
But what?
Beep, 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 beep.
What about
beep,
this one then? This is going to blow your mind.
Go for it.
If no one's about, do they still beep? Just blown you away.
You have blown my mind.
There you are, see? But anyway, back to the game.
Of course they do, because that's the way they're designed.
Of course they are, but...
it's
know.
Not exactly tree falls in a forest stuff, is it?
Well, I don't know. But anyway, on with the game chat.
Yep.
I've got a future release.
Oh, future release.
I've heard a bit about.
Tell us more.
And that's Special Ops The Line.
Ooh.
And as you know...
as I know...
I'm a big Call of Duty fan.
As am I.
Medal of Honor... fan.
Yeah, I like the old Medal of Honor. I'm not so keen on new ones.
New ones are brilliant because it's modern. I love modern warfare games and Battlefield, etc. But so I come across this one because I'm trying to find the a space filler between Black Ops and
Assassin's Creed. AVP's crap.
And there's a new Battlefield coming out, and I've come across this one and it's Special Ops The Line.
It's called Spec Ops, The Line. We think it means special, it might mean specialised. But so if you're spelling it out, it's SPECOPS, and then The Line. If you can't spell that, then something wrong with you.
Yeah, so, but no, this sounds promising from what I've heard from people and read reviews on it.
So your sources tell you it's good?
Yeah, from what I gather... you're sent in to Dubai.
Yep.
A massive sandstorm.
Ooh.
And you're there to sort of sieve through survivors and sort it out of it. But as
Now, you did show me the trailer for this earlier, and it does look very promising.
Yeah, and as with most things, it goes wrong, and then they've got to put it right. But the interesting thing that I heard, whether it will actually stand up to what I was told, that you go in with your troops,
mm-hmm.
your unit, and you're all full of life, your energy levels are high,
mm-hmm.
and all this. But as the game goes on, and you've been stranded, your crew start to get tired, they can't throw grenades as far, they can't run as far, they need to rest. So
that so fatigue, battle fatigue really affects your
troops.
It
would be more true to life.
Oh wow, that actually sounds really good.
Yeah.
And the thing I don't like about the battlefields in that sort of game is the first person.
See, but I'm a massive fan of first person.
Yeah, I can't get on with it as well, but this one is third person.
Yeah.
Like Metal Gear Solid, like Red Faction. And like Red Faction, you can destroy walls, but this time you don't just like blow up a building, like you can in Battlefield and Red Faction. You can actually use it to like drop a ton of sand on someone.
Yeah, but
which makes it quite an interesting twist, using the sand as a weapon.
But yeah, the only thing that does put me off though is it is third person. But I am getting a lot more used to third person games. So Assassin's Creed is third person, but
that's it. See.
So yeah, there's that one.
I feel there's more potential with third person though, because you've obviously got other people with you, and it's easier to keep track and see what's going on around you. And you think Army 2 is third person.
Yeah,
that
was
awesome.
Good, except for the second one wasn't as interesting.
No,
it's the cutaways.
We talked about that last time, though, didn't we?
Yeah. Anyway, and that
anyway
that is out on the 29th
of June.
29th of June.
2012. Well, so far that's what the pre-order's saying.
Yeah, so it might be.
Obviously,
soon.
You can't hold us to that.
No, so that's one future hit.
That's your future hit.
But I reckon, yeah, that would be good. There was another one, but I can't for the life of me think what it was now.
What's it about? Do you remember?
No. But never mind.
Never mind. So that pretty much wraps up Game Chat for this week, I think.
Yeah, that's Game Chat sorted.
Game
Chat. Wow, we're plowing through it today.
We're really motoring through, so hopefully it'll keep people interested, because we're not just hanging around stalling, talking nonsense rather than just talking random.
We do talk a lot of nonsense, to be fair.
We do, but that's part of the fun, as long as it's not boring nonsense. Speaking of, I'd like to talk about a new feature.
New feature.
As we all know, America had a president who was not the smartest guy in the world. Let's just say that. And I kind of miss him. This might come as a shock to some people, but I miss George W. Bush Jr.
I like the Bush.
I like the Bush too. Don't get me wrong, I think Barack Obama is doing an amazing job out there, and George Bush was atrocious.
I think George Bush is more comedy value, isn't it?
That's it. When he was in office, comedians, podcasters, everyone had so much material just based off George Bush and Tony Blair. But obviously, they're sending the world into annihilation, really. So I'd like to do a new feature called The Bush Awards.
Right, okay.
And I'm going to start this one. Obviously, it's named after George W. Bush, with a couple of his quotes.
We're not awarding for Bushing.
No, we're not awarding Bushes. We're awarding people
that,
for the
stupid
shit that they come out with. And
so they get the George Bush Award.
No, it's the Talking Bush Award.
Yeah, okay.
We'll come up with a better name for it over the weeks. But each episode, each one of us will bring a quote from someone famous that it just makes them sound like such an idiot. And at the end of the year, we'll hand out the Bush Award to whoever we think and who you vote is the dumbest asshole on the planet for what they've said. So I'm going to start off with a couple of George Bush quotes.
Okay.
Now, do I do this in my voice, or shall I do my George Bush impression?
I don't know. I can just wing it.
Wing it.
Wing it.
All right. So here's the first one. And I'll tell you when and where he said it as well. There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee. It says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, you can't get fooled again. That's from Nashville, Tennessee, September 17th, 2002. The saying, George, is fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And the second one, this one's from Washington, D.C., August 5th, 2004.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about ways, new ways, to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yeah, so you never stop thinking of new ways to harm
your country, country
and your people, and pretty much the rest of the world. That,
but to be fair,
quite well.
He did do a good job, didn't he?
What, of harming the country? Yes. And his people? He certainly did. So George Bush, number one contender. Well, he can't be a contender, really, can he? Because it's based on him.
No, so...
So, yeah, each week we'll be having the Bush Award nominees on who said the stupidest thing, new and old. So, yeah, that's my new feature.
New feature.
So, on to you, sir. What do we talk about next?
Ooh.
Ooh?
You did tell me you've finally seen Avengers.
I have seen the Avengers! Yes, I have.
What did you think?
Amazing. I thought it was so well done. The battle scenes were unbelievable. From what I see on the trailers, I thought it would be just, you know, constant battles between the Avengers and Loki. But it wasn't. It kept you entertained. The 3D was awesome. Yeah, I loved it. I agree. The Hulk was awesome.
He made that film.
He did, but some of the fights, which I've told you about, I won't say here because I don't want to spoil it, they made the film for me as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Film chat, Avengers, amazing. Yeah. Loved it. You got any films to talk about? Anything you've seen you can recommend?
I haven't seen
anything you're looking forward to?
I really want to see. Now, this might sound a bit odd.
Okay.
But I really want to see Snow White and the Huntsman.
I really want to see that. Mm. I've seen the trailers and it looks really dark.
The Huntsman is
Thor.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth. The only thing that puts me off from it, it's Kristen Stewart, the one from Twilight.
Yeah,
and
people
she
say
is not
this.
Attractive.
No, but I think she'd play it quite well. I have never seen any of the Twilights, but
no, I haven't, thankfully.
So I think that might be a bonus.
She puts me off.
I don't know. That's a problem for her.
That's it. For your film chat, is it?
Yeah.
The other
really
thing I
want
to talk
that.
About is games turning into films and films turning into games. Now, there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. If you take a film that's popular and turn it into a game, that game, I guarantee you, will be terrible. With one exception, Batman Begins, because that game was good.
But that was only on PC. PS2.
PS2, yeah. And all the other consoles at the time, like the Xbox and that.
Yeah.
But all the others, well, that we've played, and that's quite a lot, have just been bad, haven't they? Like, you remember playing Iron Man?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
That was terrible. Green Lantern.
Never played it.
Yeah, I played it briefly and it was awful.
I did have to steer myself away from buying 4 this week.
Oh, sorry, another exception was The Hulk. That was a good game.
I didn't like it.
I just liked it because you got to smash everything out. But then you just play a Lego game for that.
Yeah, that's... But I'd like to think that they could do something with Avengers. Well, I've said to you before, haven't I, that...
If they based
potential to be a good co-op game.
If they based it on the comic book, then you could do it really well, but just use the popularity of the Avengers film.
See, what
if
I'd like
Disney make the game, it's going to be terrible.
See, what I'd like them to do with it, just an idea I had.
Okay.
You got 4 characters. Yeah.
Five,
sorry.
Well, hang on. Let's go through. You got Captain America.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Thor.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
Yeah.
Hawkeye. Black Widow.
Black Widow. 6. That's it. They're the main ones, aren't they?
No, there is someone else we're forgetting.
No. Iron Man. Did we say
Thor,
Iron Man?
Hulk, Captain America, Iron Man,
Eagle
Black
Eye.
Widow, Hawkeye.
Yeah, that's it. That's it,
that's it, yeah. Alright. Oh, and Nick Fury, but...
We for my personal thing for the game,
right.
You've got 6 characters.
Yeah.
Now, co-op opportunity.
Oh, beautiful.
Right, you can pick from those characters, or even say certain missions you've got to choose from.
Oh no, I think each mission you have a different pairing. So like,
yeah, this is what I mean. So like,
humans, use Hawkeye.
Yeah, so like one mission you'll get to choose from Hawkeye, Black Widow, and Captain America, say.
Ah, right, okay.
And then, or say, yeah, and then another mission you'll need Thor and the Hulk.
Right.
So you get to play all the characters,
yeah,
but for certain scenarios.
See, what I do is do it like the Lego game style. So certain missions, you can't use the Matters, you've got to use the humans, which is Hawkeye and Black Widow. So they've got their own skill set, but they're now got superpowers.
And other missions,
you need like the power. So you take, say, Thor and Hulk out. And that mission, you know, you take Cap out and Iron Man. And then you do through like that. So you've got the set characters you use for each mission. But then you can go back and do free play, where you can choose from any of the characters you unlocked.
Yeah, so I think it would also be just cool if you could just say, well, I want to be the Hulk throughout the whole game.
But yeah, this but is you what, do that as free play, though,
yeah,
don't you?
So potential's there, but they won't do it, so I'm not worried about
if
it.
If they do it properly, it could be good.
They won't do it, though. Even if they do make it, they will not make it a co-op game.
Well, that's an idea. Lego Avengers.
Yeah, I'm not a lover of the Lego games, though, to be fair, purely because
they're young.
Yeah. Which,
well, that's what I love about them. But simplicity, I like, pick up, play, smashy, smashy.
Yeah, but that's why I just would really like them to make a decent Avengers game.
Yeah.
And they won't make it. Even if they make it, which they're probably going to, they won't make it co-op.
No, and it, well, it
which
might
goes
be,
back
but it'll be like the Marvel Ultimate Alliance,
which
was terrible.
Which goes back to our last episode of there is not enough
good
co-op
offline co-op games.
So, but...
Because you look at like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, that was terrible.
That was shit.
That was an awful game. And it had the potential to be good. I mean, I'd like to see, with a new comic book run of Avengers vs. X-Men, that would be an amazing game. But if they do it, they're just going to like turn it into a beat-em-up, like the X-Men game they did ages ago.
Yeah. So,
and that was terrible. But back to what I was talking about. Films turning into games, not the right form. Games turning into films, this can be done very well. You look at the Resident Evils, great films based on a computer game. Yeah. Hitman, good film based
brilliant
on a computer
film.
Game.
Not such a good game, but
I don't know, have you stuck with them from the beginning? Silent Hill. Admittedly, first time I watched it, I wasn't keen. When I watched it again with the missus the other day, loved it.
Never
and based
seen
on
it,
a very
popular
game. Huh?
Never seen it or played it.
The game was very dark and so is the film. But it's a horror film, which you're not overly keen on,
no.
It. So you probably wouldn't like it. A retro game but that I'd like to see done as a film is Parasite Eve. Final Fantasy, they did a good job of that. In fact, they did an amazing job of that. Obviously, they can't do it live action, but, you know, that was a great game. Spirits of In, not so much, but Advent Children, one of my favourites! Yeah, so you've got the right formula there. Take a good game, do a live action film. And talking of co-op games, let's see an Army of Two film, live action.
That would be good.
That would be awesome. And you get some big badasses to do the roles.
Yeah, like we're available.
Yeah. I mean, you could be Elliot Salem because you've got the hair.
Yeah.
And I could be Tyson Rios because obviously
you,
I'm
you
big.
Got
I've hair. Got no hair. I mean, I have to have a shave, but you know, maybe they could incorporate my beard into the character, you know, and just do the scars underneath. Yeah. I think, you know, anyone who's listening,
yeah,
get in touch. We're open for the roles. And base it on the first one. So we got some crazy guy like Philip Clyde. You know, who we have to fill that role though? Because obviously Heath Ledger did an amazing job as the Joker. So we need someone of that skill. I'll tell you what, perfect guy, Chris Hemsworth. Thor. He's a great actor, but.
No.
Or Chris Evans.
No, I'm thinking more of. Oh, he's getting really good now, isn't he? And we've just got his film to watch. I reckon he'd be
Tom
good.
Hardy.
Yeah, I think Tom Hardy would be good.
Yeah, he could be good.
But anyway, back to reality.
No, I think anyone in Hollywood who's listening, film directors. Well, I'll tell you what, you got offered the roles by the Marvel Studios to do Cap, Thor, Hulk, which we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah, so
maybe you can get all your connections. I know, obviously, they're owned by Disney Studios, and Army 2 would be an 18. But they might know someone to put us in touch with.
Never know.
Yeah. So, that's my film chat.
Sweet.
Anything to add of contrast?
No, I'm good with that.
So I think now would be a good time to move on to film redub. Now, as you know,
as I know,
and existing listeners will also know, and you spit it out.
Split it, eh?
No, as existing listeners will also know, and new listeners will come to learn, I'm an aspiring writer.
You are?
So as I explained a couple episodes ago, I'm going to rework some classic films and make them more random. Mostly random.
Mostly random. Coming
now,
in your ears.
The last one we did, which was Logan's rerun, I had you doing the voice of Jessica. And I got so much positive feedback for this. Not so much about the redub, but more people loving your feminine voice.
Yeah, I just don't know where it comes from.
So, this week we're doing 300. And it's going to be entitled £300. But you will be doing a couple of lines as the Queen of Sparta. I'm sorry, dude, but it's your fault for doing such a good job last time.
I don't know if it's in me anymore, but I'll give it a go.
Well, do you want to do a quick test run of your female voice?
No, I'll wing it.
You're going to wing it, like you're doing the rest of the episode?
Yeah, I'm feeling the wingingness.
I want to do a wing impression, but I can't sing that terribly. I don't think anyone but Wing can.
No.
Love lift us up where we belong. So, I'll be doing the voice of Leonidas. Rob will be doing the voice of the Messenger and the Queen of Sparta.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I think that's all the characters. We'll see as we go along. Now, the reason we've chosen this film and the style we'll be doing it in is because of one of the reasons this got started, and that's the game U-Star, or U-Star 2 in the movies. And we were just messing around with this scene, doing it in different styles. It's the bit where Leonidas is meeting with a messenger and he kicks him in the hole. Giggity. And so I thought this would be a perfect one to do because it's one of the ways we started doing the podcast as well. Excuse me. Because, well, we just enjoyed messing around. Right, yeah. Rob, are you ready? And action. You speak Persian. Know that in Sparta, everyone, even a king's messenger, is held accountable for the words of his voice. Now what message do you bring?
Earth and water.
You rode all the way from Persia for earth and water?
Do not be coy or stupid, Persian. You can't afford neither in Sparta.
What makes this woman think she can speak among men?
Because only Spartan women gave birth to real men.
Let us walk and cool our tongues.
If you value your lives over your complete annihilation, listen carefully, Leonidas. Xerxes conquers and controls everything he rests his eye upon. He leads an army so massive it shakes the ground with its march. So vast it drinks the rivers dry. All the gods king Xerxes requires is this, a simple offering of earth and water, a token of Sparta's submission to the will of Xerxes.
Submission? Now that's a bit of a problem. See, rumour has it, the Athenians have already turned you down, and if those philosophers and boy lovers have found that kind of nerve, then...
We must be diplomatic.
And of course, Spartans have their reputation to consider.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last as king.
Earth and water, sing.
Madam, you're a madman.
Earth and water, you'll find plenty of both down there.
No man, Persian or Greek, no man threatens a messenger.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. Oh, I've chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
Madness? This is Sparta.
Cut, print, gay.
That was £300.
There we go. There you have it.
There you are. I hope you like Rob's woman's voice, my Camp Leonidas.
And my masculine voice.
And your masculine voice.
Even with a
couple. And my masculine voice. Because I had a quite masculine voice.
Even though I made a couple errors.
Yeah, but that's fine.
I blame not having my glasses.
Yeah, we forgot to say glasses on for your 3D performance. Yeah. So sadly that was in 2D. So I got one last subject to talk about, and then I think it's on to the rants.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to do this on the last episode, but we didn't have time. So I'm going to talk about on this one. I read an article on the Huffington Post Weird News. There's a Austrian village that's had enough. In fact, they've had more than a fucking enough. After suffering years of ridicule, the good people of the tiny hamlet of fucking are to vote on whether or not to ditch the name and thereby hopefully bring an end to repeated vandalism, and most recently prank phone calls. They want to change the name, maybe change the spelling, but they've had the signposts nicked, people taking photos, all that sort of shit. Well, basically the article is on Huffington Post. I'm sure you can still find it online. And, you know, find out whether they did change the name. But it's give me an idea. I'm going to choose, or I've chosen, my top 10 place names and the reason why.
Okay.
Now, I can either do all these myself, or you can read the names and I'll do what, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, number 10. Go for it, Rob.
Wet Wang, UK.
Well, this one kind of speaks for itself, but did make me chuckle. You know, in a place called Wet Wang, and it's in the UK.
Which is
we've got a sense of humour, it goes to show. So, number 9.
Intercourse.
Where's that one to?
Lancaster County.
County.
County, even. Pennsylvania.
So, America. Dude, this place is called Intercourse. Why don't you just call it Sex Pennsylvania and have done with it? So, number 8.
Twat. Orkney Islands.
Again, this is just off Scotland, so it's the UK. It's one of my favourite insults, calling someone a twat. And it's my number 8 funny place name. Number 7.
Hell, Michigan, USA.
I wouldn't want to live here, but it is a hell of a place name. And seeing as Michigan, or Michigan, as Rob calls it,
Michigan.
Is quite cold in winter, it must be fun for a short while making jokes like hell freezing over. Okay, number 6.
Anus, France.
You've got to love the French. Not only do they make great wine, serve beer in McDonald's in Paris, but they named a town Anus. I salute you,
that's
French.
Their anus, then.
That's France's anus, yeah.
Not your anus.
Not my anus. But I support France's anus.
So, yeah.
Number 5.
Muff. County Durham. Ireland.
Oh, the Irish. Come on, this place is named Muff. What man wouldn't love Muff?
I'd like to live in Muff.
Oh,
I'd like
yeah.
to spend some time in Muff.
Yeah? Do a lot of eating in Muff?
Yeah, I'll eat some Muff. Eat in Muff.
Number four,
is fucking Australia.
Austria.
Yes.
Yeah,
I really need
is.
To put my glasses on when we're reading things.
Well, I read about this one in the article, so no more than I expect that it comes number 4 on my list. And it's in Austria, not Australia, as I first thought as well. And then I read it properly. Number 3.
Brest, France.
Well, as a man, I appreciate Brest. So what better for my number 3 than Brest, France? First anus, now breast. The French have either got an amazing sense of humour, or they don't even realise the material they're giving us.
I'm surprised that wasn't one of your breast places.
Oh,
there it is.
Well, it is my number 3 breast place. Number 2.
Hooker, Oklahoma, USA.
Oklahoma. I mean, come on, who doesn't love a hooker? God love the Americans. I mean, obviously, I don't use hookers, but I wouldn't mind visiting Hooker, Oklahoma, because I'm pretty sure I can go there and not get in trouble with my missus.
Yeah, visit a hooker and be alright.
Okay, and number 1.
Dodo. Newfoundland.
Newfoundland!
Canada!
Now, Newfoundland, or Newfoundland, as I keep calling it, is the birthplace of my missus. She's from Musgrave Harbour, not Dildo. But the fact she is from Newfoundland, they've got a place called Dildo. That's why it comes in as number one. So, you know, we've got muff, breast and hooker for the men, and now we've got Dildo for the women.
And also, in your troubled teens, Dildo was also one of your favourite toys, wasn't it?
What can I say? Dildo was always there for me. He always listened and was loving and gentle. And
well, all the other boys are playing with He-Man and Action Man.
Yeah, but which is more gay? Action figure that's all buffed out and muscly, or...
Or a buffed out muscly Dildo. No comparison, yeah. They're both gay.
Well,
anyway,
you can't really talk about me playing with Dildo when you're wearing Dildo earrings.
Well, I like to call them Dido earrings.
So they start singing a crap song that's really depressing, makes you want to kill yourself whenever you press them. Is that
it? I think they're alright. It's just if you've got a Dildo tongue ring, you wouldn't want a Dildo in your mouth, would you?
Well, I don't know, you might. But see, the Dildo earrings are okay, but you could have put some other clothes on as well, you know, you didn't have to go naked. I know you keep talking about it with like zombie apocalypse and everything else, but yeah, okay. If you feel comfortable.
I have got high heels on, so I'm not exactly totally naked.
Well, this is true.
They're my red ruby ones. I just rub them together and I'm home.
Well, thankfully you haven't commented on what I'm wearing.
Well, what am I going to comment on? Oh. I don't really... Leather miniskirts went out a long time ago, I would have thought.
Oh, yeah, but I'm bringing them back. I'm taking back the
leather
miniskirts. Yeah, but
do you have to sit there with your legs open and so all your like stained Y-fronts are on show?
Well, I'm doing like that film. I can't which one it is now. You know, where she keeps crossing her legs.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I can't
another
think.
One.
Brain freeze.
Yeah, brain fart.
Brain fart.
I did say that was my last one, but we're going to do feature videos, and I've got one more random question for you. So, on a feature videos first. Rob, what's your featured video?
My featured video is... News anchor failed compilation.
Compilation.
Yes, even. And it's 2011 ones. And, yeah.
Well, as I did say on last week, there will be a link to the video in the show notes. But just again, that's news anchor failed compilation.
It is funny.
And I think pretty much the title explains itself.
Yeah. Yeah, basically a load of cock-ups during the news.
Yeah. They have got quite a few videos up, and it is worth watch. There were certain ones where we were just laughing our asses off, really, weren't we?
Yeah.
Which is not good in a short 11 miniskirt, but...
No.
Okay, my feature video is Stephen Lynch's Ugly Baby. Now, this guy's a genius comedian who sings a song about his newborn child and the fact it's a little deformed. Now, I don't want to spoil it, so... I'm just going to say the link's going to be on the show notes. Watch it. Love it.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. He's got a lot of other songs, but this is by far his best. So, last little random question.
Yeah?
I was listening to that song. I can't remember who it's by. I think it's like 911 or one of these boy bands. Where it's like, let me lick you up and down till you say stop.
Let me play with your body, baby. Make you real hot.
There's a really creepy
let
moment
in the
song.
Do all the things you want me to do. Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you.
Yeah, it's like called Freak Me or something.
Yeah,
and there's this really creepy bit in the song where he's on about like putting whipped cream on and, you know, licking it off your girl. And it's quite disturbing. And I started to wonder, when is that age you stop listening to music while you're doing it? Because when we're younger, you know, it used to be always playing an album. I suppose obviously because you're in your parents' house or whatever and you don't want them to hear what you're doing. But when is it you stop listening to music? Or do you still listen to music while you're going at it?
No, I music just tends to get drowned out, so I don't bother listening to it anymore.
That could be the reason.
But no, I don't think, to be fair, I don't think I've really that often used music unless I've been in my car. And then the radio's just on or whatever.
Yeah.
Or an album's on.
But you never find, like, you know, put a film or a CD on, then try and make the move and just happen to be in the background?
Yeah, normally films are on.
Yeah.
It's just a...
But is there a certain age that stops happening? Well, obviously in music.
No, I don't know. It's just one of those things, I think. It's just... You tend to just... Well, I feel
well,
you grow
basically
up.
What I want to know is, am I too old to chuck a couple rude songs on like that? Well, not rude songs, but, you know, kind of creepy and that sort of song.
I just feel that and get there's no age limit, but you shouldn't really want to, I wouldn't have thought.
No.
Have creepy background music.
Well, I don't know. Pornos do it. Obviously, they had it
that's
afterwards.
Dubbed
but
over.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't know. I don't know, really. I think it's just the time and the place and whatever the mood is, isn't it? I think if you're watching a film, you're watching a film. If you're listening to music, you're listening to music.
Yeah, but see, as I am the nerdy one, if I'm watching a film and my missus wants to get it on, let's get it on, then I've got to stop the film, do what needs to be done, and then put the film back on. I don't want to miss the film.
See, I've missed loads of films, but...
Yeah, I miss loads of films, but that's because I fall asleep. Because as you know...
As I know.
I just fall asleep like that.
But yeah,
and
no, I don't
you
think...
Know, you laugh at me for it, but...
I don't think there is a limit on it.
No.
Really?
Oh, that's all right then. So, when my missus listen to this, chuck a bit of Freak Me On and let's get it on. Or maybe some Barry White. Set the
Barry
mood properly.
Always the,
it's always a classic,
one,
isn't it? Right. I think that leads us nicely into the jokes. Oh.
Rants?
No.
We've
just
rants?
Done the jokes. I think it leads us to the rants.
We haven't done the jokes ever.
No, the jokes are after the rants. Oh,
we finish the show on a joke.
We finish on a joke, of course we do.
Come on.
It's on to the rants.
Let's
go. I'm
going to
let you
rant.
Go first, because obviously I can't speak.
Okay, my rant came to me at last minute, really, because I've had a really chilled out week.
As you said earlier,
good,
you know, you've had a good
you know,
week.
Yeah, I haven't really been stressed out until I went to a supermarket.
Yeah.
I know we bought at supermarkets before, but this is more...
This isn't people filling up the aisles.
No, this is more in the car park. I want to park my car. It's a busy, busy car park or whatever, and I'm reversing in a space. Someone walks behind me, and you think, do you want to get run over?
You know, you can hear...
There's a
the
car,
car
moving.
Engine, you
yeah.
can see the.
Why do they
light?
People feel the need to try and quickly dart behind you, or in most cases, not even quickly?
Just stroll behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like they think they own the road.
It's like when you're trying to pull out the space as well, and they just walk
yeah.
in front of you.
And they look at you just to say, I'm you, walking in your way here, I'm going to get run over. But.
You know, I've got
I'm
right away, so.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just winds me up all the time. I just can't see why, not necessarily supermarkets, but anywhere where you're trying to park. I understand that people have got to walk and stuff, but just wait or run by, not just like stroll by or even stop. In some cases, people stop in front of you to sort something out. Well, don't do that. I'm about, I don't know, a minute away from running you over. But, well, that's just my rant, really. It's a short one.
Short one, nice.
But it just winds me up.
Yep. That's definitely a relatable
people.
Rant. You know, I think anyone who drives has been there. And yeah. Well, my rant is about adverts in cinemas.
This is a good one.
Yep. I think so. Well, as we were just talking about, I went and seen The Avengers.
Yeah.
And as I don't drive, I went for the 1:10 showing. Plus it's nice that time of day because cinema's pretty much empty, so you know, there is a lull in the film, you can get
yeah.
a bit freaky. But my rant is about the fact that the film says it starts at 1:10 and it didn't actually start until 1:40. And this is a 2-hour-20 film and I'm sat there for nearly 3 hours because of 30 minutes of commercials. And in I didn't mind when, you know, you used to have about 20 minutes, 15 minutes, but it was like upcoming films.
Yeah,
and you get really
more,
excited.
It was more trailers.
But now it just seems to be TV
adverts,
commercials.
Like, yeah.
It's like I get them on TV. Well, I don't because I fast forward through them. And I think that's the problem because everyone's records TV. When you're sat in the cinema, they know you can't skip the adverts. You've got to put up with them.
I feel sorry for the bloke who's...
The projectionist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
He's got to sit through them all day.
Yeah. I mean, he must be on the sleep or something.
Let's leave adverts to TV.
Yeah.
Not
stop
when you want to watch
films.
A film.
I mean,
even on DVDs.
Yeah. It's getting the same. You see Snickers and
yeah.
other chocolate brand bars advertising.
And you think, why?
Yeah. And the biggest thing that annoyed me, in all this half an hour of trailers, there was 3 film trailers. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're not even showing. I noticed it when I went and watched it.
And that's like 8 minutes worth of film trailers, maybe 9, and 21 minutes of car adverts, chocolate adverts, and everything else. It just really pissed me off, if I'm honest.
Yeah, doesn't we? I don't think we need them in our cinemas or on our DVDs.
It's any wonder people don't go to cinemas anymore. Because not only is it expensive to go...
Overpriced.
Ridiculously priced. Because it's not just the tickets that are expensive. All the concessions and that are expensive. When you've had to do an afternoon show, we went and had something to eat first. So we didn't have to buy popcorn and drinks and that. But putting all these film TV commercials in, it's just like, why? I don't care. I'm here to see the film. Show me some other films that I want to see to encourage me to come back to the cinema.
Mm.
Not showing TV adverts. And I go, you know what? I'm not going to bother coming to the cinema unless it's something I really, really want to see.
See, that's why I don't anymore.
Yeah. Well, the last film I went to see at the cinema was Green Lantern. And that was last June, maybe May. I can't remember when it came out in the cinema. But so I've waited to the Avengers to see
it's
another
been
one.
A year since you've been.
Yeah. And the only one I'm going to see again is Dark Knight. There is no other film that I won't go. Sorry, I'll wait for the DVD or the Blu-ray to come out. And with
I'll probably go and see Snow White.
I want to see it, but I could happily wait for the Blu-ray to come out. Because I think nowadays it's not even like where the cinema's got so much better quality.
No, it's not.
Because nowadays you can get 3D TVs and Blu-ray players and that. The quality at home is amazing. You can get your munching cheap from the supermarket when you haven't got old people standing in your way or walking in front of your car.
Yeah, you can buy a bag of sweets for
buy a bag of sweets for like a third of the price.
Well, yeah, you're
and you can just
at
sit in the comfort of your own home. So you don't have to like dress up. You just sit around in your pants if you want. Because
yeah.
They do kick you out of the cinema for doing that and not give you back your money, as I did find out. So yeah, that's my rant.
Cool. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think everyone will relate to that.
And now it's time to end the show on the jokes. And Rob, I'm going to let you go first on this one. Have you got your joke ready?
Yeah, it's not a very good one, but I'll give it a go.
Is it a short and sweet one?
It's a short and sweet one.
Okay, let's hear it.
So a woman says to a man, "Do you believe in puppy love?"
Aww.
Man says, "Tried it once, but her arse was a bit too small."
That is wrong.
It's wrong.
And we do not encourage bestiality.
Not at all. Yeah.
Well, that was awful, but funny. So, I've got a little Johnny joke that I haven't heard before.
Okay.
You obviously know about little Johnny jokes. Little Johnny did this, or his teacher asked him that. Yeah. Well, this is a little Johnny joke. Little Jenny comes home from playing at little Johnny's house and says, "Hey, Mom, guess what? Johnny's got a penis like a peanut." Mum is understandably confused for a second, then asks, "What? You mean it's shaped like a peanut?" Little Jenny says, "No, don't be silly. It's salty."
And
this really cracked me up.
I like that.
I do, and I hadn't heard that before.
No, I haven't.
Well, that's all the features, all the random chats. So I guess it's time to sign off. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter. We are
at MostlyRandomJR.
You can email us at
MostlyRandom@hotmail.co.uk
or MostlyRandomPod@gmail.com.
Or you can join us on Facebook group.
Mostly Random Podcast. It's a group. Just search that and add.
Yeah, so goodbye from me, the single one.
And it's goodbye from me, the nerdy one.
Keep
Stay.
It. stepping on me.
As always.
Yep, so keep it random.
Stay random, randomites.
Hey there, randomites. This is one of your hosts, Jay. Just letting you know we've got a special sponsor for this episode. It is an upcoming summon blockbuster, so I'll be playing the trailer at the end of the show and once in the show. So look forward to it, enjoy, and stay mostly random.
Coming this summer, the year's most highly anticipated movie, based on the highly popular video game,
Pac-Man begins.
Who are you? I am Pac-Man. Waka waka waka.
Help me, Pac-Man. Save me.
Not just yet. There's too many ghosts around. Let me fire a PowerPoint first.
You really think you can survive this maze, Pac-Man? Wait, I'm turning blue.
Waka waka waka.
What happens when we fall, Master Pac?
We use our spare guy and start over.
That's right, Master Pac. But always remember, you only have two per maze.
Oh, Pac-Man, you saved me, my hero. Waka waka waka.
It's what I do, baby. And I was really craving some cherries. Waka waka waka. This summer. Don't miss the highly anticipated Pac-Man Begins. Featuring Miss Pac-Man.
Waka waka waka.
The ghosts.
Ooh.
And the hero of our story, Pac-Man.
Waka waka waka.
Pac-Man Begins in cinemas everywhere this summer in glorious 8-bit graphics. Pac-Man Begins.